Oh, Silver Lake Chorus. They're not here live, but you know who is here live? The new old-time Chautauqua Be Merry Tour has just made it into the studio. And Kim.
Yes.
Ah, good. I've got you, Kim.
Fabulous.
I hear that you are the epicenter of information and energy for new old-time Chautauqua. That's what I heard.
I definitely have had a lot of moments.
You've been with the show since the...
Since 1985.
The
80s. Yes, indeed. When I was 25 years old. And they actually Chautauqua began in like 1981. And they showed it up at the Evergreen State College that very first year. And my friend and I, Jane Rose, saw them and we were enthralled. And we'd kind of met a few at Country Fair before, the Oregon Country Fair. And they had no place to stay and they had no food because it was very disorganized. It was the first year. And so we took them down to the organic farm and gave them a place to stay and found food and kind of laid some seeds there. And so a few years later in 1985, when I was asked to come along, I jumped at the chance. And it's been an amazing ride since then. You know, it was kind of, it's changed a lot. It's, you know, it's a lot the same. We do have a few members that are still here from those original shows, and that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome. So I just want to describe for people what's going on around. While half my headset cuts out, leaving it sort of an otherworldly feeling, about a feeling of unreality. But while there are horn players and captains, apparently, and tutus and drum apparatus, ukuleles, guitars, saxophones, it's just all happening all around me this moment.
That's normal. This is just normal.
And I know that anybody who wants to figure out what this is about will see you at the parade tomorrow starting at 6.
That's right.
But if you go to homerart.org, a person could buy a ticket to see you at the Spark Center.
At 8 p.m., that's right.
8 p.m. tomorrow night. There's so much going on. Thank you for bringing your music. But I have a feeling there's a whole lot of other things that are going to be happening. I'm suspecting juggling.
But of course, juggling, hula hooping, lariatting. We'll have an amazing duet by an acro juggling couple that juggle their bodies.
Feats of agility.
Feats of agility. It's amazing.
Those are my favorite. That's my favorite category.
And we're doing a little rigging tomorrow, so there'll be also some aerial act. And the band, of course, the Flying Instruments of Karma Marching Chamber Band /Orchestra.
Wait. What was that? Say that again.
The Fighting Instruments of Karma Marching Chamber Band /Orchestra.
All right.
Yes. So, you know, I end up doing some of the sweet songs and holding space for common unity with each community that we go with and trying to find a way to reach all kinds of people, the reveling in the diversity of all the people that we find along the way, the different cultures. We go to a lot of Native American reservations. We go to prisons. We go to senior centers and juvie centers and reach out to
people. Take me with you to prison.
Okay. We just went to the prison over at Seward, okay? We did 3 shows there. It was amazing. And then a couple days later, we came back and we did workshops. And we taught these badass guys to hula hoop. I kid you not. They were hula hooping and flipping and doing amazing things. And then they took us outside and they had their own band. And they played for us. And that was it was an amazing exchange.
And we are surrounded by Chautauquans.
We are.
Hello.
It's an amazing family of saxophones and everything. So yeah, we had 2 lead people working on our tour along with Paul McGeed, who is one of our founders. And one of them standing here right now. She hails from Anchorage. She's an amazing songwriter. She plays a wicked flute. And she hails from Anchorage and she's a teacher. And this is Fiona Rose.
Thanks for that introduction, Kim and Betsy. Yeah, I'm Fiona Rose, and there's some other people here too. Betsy, you heard playing the trumpet. Betsy, you're from Anchorage. If you want to be heard, you get closer to the mic.
Oh, with that trumpet? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, with the howdy, sure.
Hello.
Howdy, hello. And then we have Pichelle, who lives in BC.
Canadian content.
Yes. And we have Linnea, who she does some gardening way far north in Alaska, but also lives in Santa Barbara.
Hi, everyone. Santa Cruz.
Oh no. I knew it was
all right.
I knew it was where Santa lives. I knew it was where Santa lived. Yeah, so we all of us are in the band, the Fighting Instruments of Karma Marching Chamber Band / Orchestra. And then a lot of us do a lot of other things too. Like Linnea writes the whiteboard and makes beautiful letters and beautiful illustrations. So everyone has a center
signage. So she's in charge of signage.
Signage.
Make sure that every single person returns to band jacket.
Yes.
That's after Michelle's every show.
Oh, I've just Michelle's understood job. That you have uniforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
do we ever?
Yeah.
We're all the captain.
A person could see those uniforms in marching progress tomorrow starting at 6 at the Independence Day Parade.
Exactly.
But also, you could see them do their thing tomorrow evening at 8 at the Spark for the new Old Time Chautauqua Be Merry Tour.
And if you want to buy those tickets in advance, I think you have an hour and a half more before they shut off online, homerart.org.
Okay.
To get
or
that advanced price.
Or you could just go there.
Yeah.
Just go there and be a part of the crush at the door.
It's worth the full price, the at-door price. It really is.
I was wondering if there were songs or stories or instrumental pieces or perhaps an interpretive dance that you could do for the radio audience.
For the radio.
If only they could see.
Yeah, I wish they could see the interpretive dance we're doing right now.
We feel it.
Our listeners
are very sensitive.
Oh, do your interpretive dance. That's what So we have, we have Betsy could play some music now. I could play some music now. Tyler, did you already play a song?
Yeah.
I missed it. I was at the spectacle still.
Tyler played three songs.
Three songs.
I even got a text from someone who said you guys were killing it, that Down by the Riverside was stopping the show.
So cool.
That's what I heard. They kept telling us to play one more. So for us, that just means we're going to keep playing forever. So be careful if you say that to us. We will play 8 more songs if you say that one time.
Especially with Betsy in the band. She's real good energy.
Well, I feel like you need more microphones, so I'm going to turn mine over. Why don't I just turn this over to you for a song or two?
Okay.
All right, here you go, folks. This is public domain. The time is 10:26. I'm Kathleen, and here comes the new Old Time Chautauqua.
You want to do your song first?
Be Merry
okay.
Tour. Here they go.
Can I play flute on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do whatever. Okay, this song's called...
Can you let me get my flute together?
As we get our flutes together, it's called So Far Down, and...
This is on, make sure this is not too hot, because...
Michelle's going to rock out, and Fiona's going to rock out. And here we go.
That's be loud.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. I love you, bro man, sister doodle.
We're keeping track, and I am. What would I call that song?
That's So Far Down.
That's So Far Down.
Yeah.
By Betsy Year.
But yeah. I keep calling you the new old time Chautauqua Be Merry Tour, but that's the name of the tour.
Right.
Help me slowly with the name, with what you guys keep calling yourselves all in one breath.
I can't even say it. Somebody else say it.
You mean the band?
Yes.
Oh, well, our band usually doesn't play this. This is more what we do in our bar gigs. So right. We have our marching band. And then we also have a big collection of singer-songwriters on tour. So on this tour, we actually played at the Fairview in Talkeetna, Charlieu in Anchorage, which is the old Taproot, the old Fly By Night, that whole reinvention
of itself. I believe I may have heard of it.
Oh, yes. And then we also played at the Yukon Bar in Seward, and then we played at Alice's last Sunday. So we've done a series of bar gigs so that our musicians also get some airtime, because our variety show has a few singer-songwriters of the vaudeville ilk. But then we also have so many amazing musicians traveling with us, like Betsy Year, so she can play at the bar gigs, too, in addition to playing in the band.
Yeah, well done, Betsy. Great song.
Thank you.
And so is there another singer-songwriter in this building right now? Who might like to play a song? Although you play all night, if that's...
Yeah, we can just go back and forth right? And stuff.
But I would love to just turn it over to you again, but just to tell people... They can see you tomorrow at the parade. They can get tickets at the door at the Spark tomorrow at 8 for your show.
There'll be plenty of room. Bring your camping chairs and picnic-style mats, because we're kind of going with family-style seating.
Oh, thanks for the tip. I appreciate it.
Pro tip.
And what See, what is there something else you might like to play?
Yeah, I'd love to play a song. I'm kind of way over here with my bells.
Oh, please. I take a photograph of you and your amazing bells.
But I don't know if I'll be picked up on the radio. It might be hard.
Oh, no. Watch this. Watch. Oh. Well, may I have a brief musical interlude for a moment?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, drum solo is fine.
I'll play a sexy sax song. If you would, yeah. Thanks for that musical interlude. And I want to make sure that I have the attendant microphones. It's time to turn this, my own microphone, down for a bit and turn it over to Fiona.
Hey.
Fiona is sitting surrounded by colorful bells and holding a ukulele, while also I believe there's some tambourine action we can look forward to. Ah, very nice.
So this is, I don't know if you have surround sound. I don't know if you got stereo sound in your car right now, but that's me moving the bell around the microphone. Actually, I like to do that with kids. I have them both play at the same time. I don't know. I'm playing them on my face. Anyway.
There are certain things you will have to show up live in order to experience.
So right now I'm going to play some of 20 decibels, which are on the ground, and my ukulele, and I'm going to sing all at once. It's kind of a visual as well as a musical. So if you buy my CD, that doesn't come with it, the visual, but you can just imagine it. I don't want to play a song I'm going to play tomorrow night. So I guess I could do a song. Wow, I don't want to be boring.
I dare you to try to be boring.
I should. Okay. Oh, gosh. I want to play something that's. Yeah.
Take a risk.
I mean. I'm going to do a song called Little Flower, and it's actually really hard to do with bells. I don't know if this mic on the ground might pick up too much sound. It might. Let's hear what this sounds like. Is that a lot?
No, I think it'll be fine.
Okay, my voice is going to be this far away, though. Da 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 da. It's kind of crazy. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. So yeah, Betsy, do you want to sing on this one or play guitar?
Can I do both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that I'm this far away from the mic, so you might have to or she'll have to adjust your levels. So yeah, I'm really happy. I've been touring with this group for 9 years, and actually I have a kind of fun origin story. Morgan Langham, who I co-organized this tour with, we met in a summer camp when we were 13 and 14 years old and became friends. And her family's just this wild circus family. They sold their house and got in a bus and drove down to Mexico. And then I didn't see her for a while. And then she invited me to come and visit her in Talkeetna. And I thought I was showing up to play a little bit of music with a little summer camp. But when I showed up, it turned out that... it was Chautauqua. There were 60 people there. And actually, one of the first people I met was Pichelle. Morgan came out and she goes, oh, we have a show in 2 hours. I don't have time to talk to you, but Pichelle, give Fiona the music. And he was like a little skeptical because he'd never met me. Yeah. So I kind of was sight reading the music and paraded on stage with the music to Teddy Bear's Picnic pinned to another flute player's back, and then there's this whole song and dance they do, and I literally could not see the music because she was whipping around from side to side, and I was like, stop moving, and I was so serious, and I really wanted to do it right, and now that's really not the fun of it, is doing it right. It's impossible to do this right. Now that I'm organizing it with Morgan Langham in honor of her mom, it's like you can only connect. Like the only way you can do it right is to feel what you're doing and be present in the moments you can be present, and we all have to have food, we all have to wake up, We all have to get places on buses, and we all have to work with each other's personalities. And it's kind of a beautiful little traveling community that cannot be perfect. But if you work too hard on the mastery, you miss out on the connection. And there's so much connection to be had. Working on those prison tours, organizing those was super important to me. And what we did at Spring Creek was worth the whole tour for me. Mm-hmm. But being here in Mary, where Mary spent the last 15 years of her life, has just added a whole new layer to the tour as well. So it's just really magical. And we're so grateful to the community of Homer, to Homer Council on the Arts, to Pier 1 Theater, to Bunnell Street Arts Center, Asia, Adele, Peggy, Jen Norton, and Laura Norton, and all of the work that they're putting out in the community. I also would, if I did not say, this tour is made possible by a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation, which was called the Harper Arts Touring Fund, and it's administered by Alaska State Council on the Arts. And it's kind of a rough week for them, but I just got to say, please support arts in our community. I can say Chautauqua isn't political, but we would have had a lot of trouble getting here without the grant provided by Alaska State Council on the Arts. And they triple the value that is given to them from the state government. So a $700,000 budget for them to pay for the people who do the work. But they create $2.1 million of value in our community in terms of arts funding throughout the state to bring programming like the New Old Time Chautauqua to Homer. Yeah, sorry, that's a lot of public radio for you. Okay, here's the bells. If anyone ever tells you a little flower, you're a big flower.
That's right.
And this is the fun part. This is the connection, not the mastery. And my ukulele is really out of tune, but don't tune a ukulele. It's not worth it. You might as well just break it. Oh, man, it's real bad. When you walk up to me, I don't know what to be. When you walk up to me, I don't know who to be. And you're like, shh, little flower, I'm a big flower, I'm a big flower, shh. And you're like, shh, little flower, I'm a big flower, I'm a big flower, shh. I just burp when your friends are all gone.
When my friends are all gone.
Got my Netflix on, just my two or three screens.
Just my two or three screens.
Supermodels and chase scenes. And you're like, shh, little flower, I'm a big flower, I'm a big flower, shh. And you're like, shh, little flower, I'm a big flower, I'm a big flower, shh. Key change, and you're like, shh, little flower, I'm a big flower, I'm a big flower, shh. And you're like, shh, little flower, I'm a big flower.
Across the room.
Oh, that was your slide.
Oh, here it comes again.
Here it comes again. Yeah. When you walk up to me,
when you walk up to me,
I know just who to be. I will be here right now.
I will be here right now. Wow, wow.
No one to worry how. It'll be me and you.
It'll be me and you.
To the moment. True. And we're like, shh, little flower, we're all big flowers, we're all big flowers, shh. And you're like, shh, little flower, we're all big flowers, we're all big flowers, shh. Keep changing.
And you're like, shh, little flower, we're all big flowers, we're all big flowers,
yeah. And you're like, shh, little flower, we're all big flowers, we're all big flowers. I'm gonna break it down for you one more time. You hit it, Betsy.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Fiona.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to see what I'm doing, but it's The tambourine, the bells, the ukulele, and me were all the thing. One thing.
And Betsy on guitar.
And Betsy was on guitar and singing the vocals.
Pichelle
I'm like.
Pichelle was singing a little bit.
Pichelle was singing a little bit. Yeah. Where was the sax solo on that?
Well, this is when
you cue me. Oh.
We
got to
cue him.
He said. Cue you.
Okay, we'll cue you next time. I'll be ready. I'll be ready next time. So we have come to the final 15 minutes of Public Domain.
Whoa.
So I'm just going to just get this part out of the way right now. Thank you so very much for bringing your talent, your skills, your energy, and all this fun into KBBI Studios. And is there anything else that you might like to close with? I am going to tell people one last time. Tomorrow night at the Spark, there are tickets to be bought, and you can get them at the door. Also, just be a part of the parade tomorrow, starting at 6 p.m., heading down Pioneer Avenue, starting at Homer High School and going most of the way down Pioneer. And so people can be a part of what you have going on.
Yeah. No. Oh, something else had a lot of fun doing. I don't know if Tyler mentioned. Yesterday at Pier 1, we painted Pier 1, and we're working on the mural on the side. So drive by Pier 1, check out some of the work we've been working on. We're an organization that's not just about traveling and having a good time. We're about community service. Oh, and we performed at the Senior Center Inc. today. It was super fun to perform for them. They cooked us some food. We hung out and did a show, and there was just it was assisted living and the independent living folks and the folks from the community, and they were all there together. And even I think some of the more intensive care folks came in. I don't remember all the correct terms for everybody who came, but there were about four different types of groups of people there to see us, and it was open to the public as well. So that was just really fun to partner with Dan on that over there.
Well, thanks so much for coming to Homer, because Mary was very dear to me, and to see a troop of wild minds walk through here and to be here to celebrate Mary, it's just, I'm so happy to meet you all.
Mary was she's such a force. She's such an organizer and such a visionary, and she had a clear view of how to get things done. And I always admired her ability to forge her path. She's really inspiring to me as an educator. I'm a teacher, that's my vocation. But she really embodied the idea of lifelong learning and the joyfulness behind theater and performance art. And it was really amazing seeing somebody with such a mind and such a heart in one place. And then also the ability to take crap from no one. Like I would like to embody that more. Like, not carry around. Like, she was unapologetically herself. And she unapologetically would create things that were beautiful and giving to other people. And things that were off topic, and from the wrong heart place, she didn't put energy into that. And that was just really, really an amazing thing to see someone do.
But for all of that, she was also remarkably wonderful at letting people be their own free, freaky selves.
Each of her kids are so their own person. And that's always like I always look at people and as parents and I say, how did their kids turn out? And if you look at Mary's kids, who I'm friends with, and it's so such an honor to
philosopher kings.
Yeah, well, they're each different. They're each their own person, and that's magic of raising somebody to be themselves and to be contributing awesome humans as well.
So, I'm Kathleen. This is Public Domain, and thank everyone for listening, and thanks especially to all the guests in the studio. Is there anything else you might like to play or to say? Because I've got plenty of music to play us out, but I want to, if there's anything else you might like to share, I'd love to hear it. But now would be the time.
I think, do you want to do two more songs or what?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. What do you guys want to do?
Let's get a mic for you.
Do you want to do Happy Hoping?
Yeah.
Since we all know that one. Okay. This is a song about when I went to jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never told me that.
Well, that's what inspired it, but then it's also about other things. Okay.
What do I play flute?
Yeah, you're on flute. We all play different instruments in different songs. It's fun. Okay.
I didn't bring the piccolo in here. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Is that close enough? Let me go away. Oh, okay.
Well, are you going to sing? Mm-hmm. Well, then we need to get you closer to that
okay.
mic.
And
be as close as you can.
Yeah, it's not bad to even touch your face to it a little.
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. So this is Happy Hoping.
Love that song, Betsy. Thanks so much for playing it. I'm going to do one more thing, and then I'm going to ask you guys to play us out because it's about that time. But the thing I need to do is tell people that for the Homer area tonight, from the National Weather Service, updated about 7 o'clock tonight, areas of smoke, mostly clear with a low around 55 degrees, north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Independence Day, widespread smoke, mainly between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., sunny with a high near 80 degrees tomorrow, northeast wind around 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, areas of smoke, mostly clear with a low around 57, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming north in the evening. On Kachemak Bay tonight, southwest wind 15 knots in the evening, becoming variable, less than 10 knots. Seas 4 feet subsiding to 2 feet after midnight with areas of smoke. and tomorrow, west wind 10 knots, seas 2 feet, and areas of smoke. Homer sunsets coming up at 11:26 p.m. We'll have 18 hours, 33 minutes of daylight today. And you are tuned to KBBI Homer AM 890, where the sound meets the sea. This is Public Domain. I'm Kathleen, and I'm going to turn it over to the new old-time Chautauqua Be Merry Ensemble to play us out however you like. To remind people, see him at the parade tomorrow at 6. Go to the Spark at 8 and get yourself a ticket and see the show. Because if you've caught any of this tonight, I know you're going to try and find time in your schedule for it. Thank you all for playing. And will you guys play us out?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got to decide what we're doing.
Okay.
I don't know if a Fiona song is the right thing at the very end.
You guys want to do Blue Angel again since we started that?
I don't know Blue Angel. That'd be another Betsy.
It is. It's a squirrel nut zipper.
Or... Oh, no covers.
Oh, okay.
No covers.
Hey, let's do Pecan
that.
Tree.
forgot which mic I had there for a minute. I was entranced, absolutely entranced. So thank you so much for playing. Betsy, Fiona.
Michelle.
Also Tyler Langham, who rolled through here a little earlier. You are tuned to listener-supported public radio. This is Public Domain, and I'm Kathleen. Putumayo World Music Hour is coming up next.
Oh,
at the airport in Homer, it is 65 degrees under sunny skies at 10:59 p.m.